Joined here by Coach Chet Hurley over at Milan High School. Much like we're going to talk here with Coach Andrea Dabney here in a few minutes, we don't have a whole heck of a lot to talk about here with both Milan basketball teams because come tomorrow, Coach, it'll be 2 weeks since you played last. Now, with that being said, I know Andrea kind of confirmed this with me that they've been able to continue practice with the boys, not at full strength. There's some guys out with quarantine, but how are things looking with the girls? Have you been able to practice? Are you short a couple of girls, that kind of what you're dealing with?
We've been kind of short. Our varsity has been a little luckier than our JV was, but even with that said, we've had some practice of six kids and six to nine right now this week. It's hit us a little bit, but we've been a little bit lucky to keep some of them going, and we'll get them back tomorrow, all of them.
One of the things that Andrea told me on the boys' side was that as much as you don't want kids out and you want them at full practice and you certainly don't want to get under the weather with the virus or anything like that, when things do happen like this, you're able to look at it and say, okay, there's opportunities at least for practice time to get a kind of closer look at a kid who might be pushing for playing time. And it does develop your depth in the long run. Are you seeing the same, I guess advantage is the wrong word, but are you seeing the same thing happen with the girls?
Well, I haven't seen that just because, the kids that I wanted to look at the more have been quarantined, and that's been kind of a bummer for us. So, but I could definitely see that would be an advantage if you had the right kids there. They would get more floor time, and you get to look at them a little closer. But unfortunately, I sent every kid that I could to Princeton when they got quarantined, just because I wanted to play a lot. And those were the kids that I would like to see more, and unfortunately, they were quarantined.
As far as the quarantine goes, I won't ask you about when they were out and when they're back or days or all this. But does it look like you'll be at fairly close to full strength going to Macon on Tuesday if everybody comes back off of quarantine?
Yeah, you will be awfully close to being full strength. So we may have a couple of kids that'll still have to work through some practices and stuff, but I think that for the most part we'll be full strength.
So what are the biggest concerns when you get a 2-week layoff? You talk about rust and just trying to work that off and maybe just being flat out of shape because you haven't got in that conditioning if you've been on quarantine. Are all of the above kind of things that concern you going into that Macon game?
Sure. I mean, definitely all of the above. We haven't played that many games anyway. When you consider we played three really quick, and then boom, you're off. There's just certain things you can work on in practice, and it's not like a game sometimes. And certainly worry about the rust a little bit, and being in shape is another thing that we're worried about.
I know, I was looking at the details of Chillicothe. They got Macon Tuesday night. That was Macon's first loss of the season. They have a great player coming back. So there's similarity between your team and Macon in that you got Katie Pauley, an All-Stater, coming back, and they got Lexi Miller. Chillicothe did a good job of slowing down Miller. I think they had somebody just kind of tracking her man-to-man the whole game. So that was one of the strategies that Chillicothe had against Macon. But, yeah, they're not all Miller. They're better than just one player. I know that.
Right. They're very big. They're long and athletic, and they like to get into you defensively, man to man, full court, and get you to turn the ball over, and then they like to run. So they got any kid that can get a rebound or a steal, they're going. They're dribbling and going. They don't have per se a point guard they get it to. They fill the lanes really nice, so they're tough. They're just long and athletic, and we'll have our work cut out for us for sure.
There's a lot of things that are going to help Milan basketball when this new gym gets there, Coach. And, we spend a lot of time in these interviews. We talk about will it be ready for the Milan tournament, maybe for the Green City or Putnam County game in January. All that's to be determined, but once you have an extra facility, you can have the girls and the boys practice at the same time and not have to worry about, okay, this group gets the gym now and then this group gets the gym later. It's going to help in immense amount of ways.
Yeah, especially when junior high's going, you know, we'll still have places. We won't have to do any early morning practices, so that'll be gone. And biggest thing at the beginning now will be us fighting over who gets them practicing it, I would imagine. But it'll sure help that we don't have to have any late practices or any early morning practices. It's just going to be so much nicer for us.
Yeah, and I actually saw my first picture from the gym the other day on social media. There wasn't a whole lot. There was a net, and there was it looked like a white and a green stripe on the wall behind the net. So it wasn't much,
yeah.
But the facility does look bright, and it's going to be really, really nice once that thing gets done.
Yeah, it's I haven't been in it myself for a while. I think they're kind of trying to keep it under wraps a little bit now and keep it kind of a secret so they can have a big reveal. But I think it's going to be so nice for us. It's a lot bigger than it looks. It's a big gym.
Oh, that'll be awesome. How much – this is going back 2 weeks, unfortunately, because you haven't been able to play a game since. But how much did getting a championship so early in the season, Coach, going 3-0 and being able to take that hardware back, how much did it kind of put the girls that you have on just kind of a different frame of mind with where they might be able to be here come February?
It's been night and day, really. Confidence levels are hot, very high. Kids wanting to be in the gym more. The whole nine yards has just really helped everything about our program. You know, I've been preaching it for 2 years, and we did win the conference last year, but, you know, I always want to play for championships and try to get the girls to buy into that. And once you get into a championship game, then you know, hey, whatever falls, then you give yourself the chance. And that was kind of the first time that we've seen that and was able to capitalize on it, and I think that really opened some eyes and got them thinking about postseason. And now it's one game at a time. We got to take one game at a time. Let's go and get ahead of ourselves. So
yeah.
That's kind of where we're at now.
That trip to Maysville that was supposed to be this week, it's been moved to Wednesday the 30th. It's really, really interesting because it's going to be a long day. There are four games that starts with a couple of JV games at 4. So who knows? It might be 6:30, 6:45 by the time the girls play, and then the you know, boys play after that long road trip back. All that being said, it's the week after Christmas, so there's not school that day. So it'll make it for a unique day, but it turns into a really big game for your girls because Maysville does look like they're improved this year.
Yeah, I knew they would be improved a little bit. They were a little young last year, and I figured they'd be better. So, yeah, it'll be a good game for us. And truthfully, it works out so much better for us because the first scheduled event was on a week that we had three away games at Polo, at Brookfield, and at Maysville. So that was going to be a long week for us and tiring. So now it's at a time that it won't be as tiring for us, and hopefully we'll be 100% and we'll be able to go and not worry about the next day too much.
Well, I've told you this. I'm not a big fan of the Trenton to Maysville trip. It seems like it's forever to get over to Maysville from Trenton, and I'm kind of not a huge fan of Trenton to Milan for the same reason. I can't imagine going from Milan to Maysville. That seems like forever.
Yeah, and the Milan to Polo, too.
True.
Those in the same week are like, oh, good Lord. So, yeah, I think that's going to get hopefully fixed next year. And, they were in that boat last year. They both had to come over here in the same week, so I think we're going to try to get that fixed for next year so that maybe those are on Friday nights and help both our schools out.
Yeah, only one long road trip for a school make somebody else make the trip then the next time. That makes sense in the long run. Looking at the wrong schedule here. I was going to say Milan has North Platte and Polo. I was still looking at the Maysville schedule. Milan has a trip to Brookfield on the 2nd of January for an afternoon game, and then hosts Green City and Putnam County on the 5th and the 8th of January. That gets us all the way to the Milan tournament, the 11th through the 16th. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas to you, the family, and Happy New Year and all those things. We'll talk to you again in January.
All right, thanks, Tom, and right back at you. Hope you have a great Christmas and great New Year, and I hope you get to do some games.